ladies and gentlemen, thank
hey,
you
Drew.
For tuning into. Yeah, I actually have news for you if you're going to interrupt me.
Okay, but yeah, but I feel like I need to start the show off, and I got some stuff I really need some statements to make. More statements. And I would appreciate if Sam doesn't interrupt me like he usually interrupts you at the beginning. But do you want to give me your news first?
Mine can wait. It's probably best if we get to mine naturally.
Okay, so, and I understand we got to talk to tell everyone how they can listen to us, even though they're already listening to us, and mention WFNU 94.1.
We also have to mention how I correctly predicted the World Series. So
yeah, we'll get
some later.
I actually was going to congratulate you on that. I was also going to congratulate Dad on, well, or I guess I was going to ask the Rangers to thank Dad.
Okay,
I don't
so
pull the tape, but
we'll get back to that in a second.
And blame Dad for the Kirk Cousins injury.
So all right, that's what I was going to say. So if you listened to last week's show, and if you didn't, I don't know why the hell you didn't. But I may or may not have brainered Kirk Cousins by saying how my stance is.
We're gonna have to retire. Can we officially? So, before you continue, do we have to retire saying brainered, or are we allowed to now say it without feeling? I never felt bad, but like,
I don't feel well. I'm gonna get to that. I guess.
Okay. I'll wait. Continue.
Yeah, because that's a discussion. But I may or may not have brainered, depending how you look at it, Kirk Cousins. I did say he's who I would think we need to go forward with. Like, he does still have a few things he needs to work on, but he's playing well. He's probably the guy, the best person for the future, and that he's super durable and never gets hurt. So, I mean, I guess that's on me.
And the only thing I will say on that front is between...
It was factual.
Yes, and between the three of us and everyone else in sports
media... Well, no one
media,
argued.
That is the one thing everyone has always agreed upon with him, is he really... He's missed one game because of injury, quote-unquote, in his whole career, and it's because he had COVID.
Yeah, so...
So but, I don't think you can take the full blame for that.
All right, well, I was trying to be a
everybody
good
says that.
So I'll start there. I was going to say, hey, the twin... So that's... Well, and we're going to talk more about that, but I just wanted to get that out there. Also, I wanted to say that I'm thinking the Twins management must listen to the A2A show because they did something we've been calling for forever. And we're going to get to some of the comments because there's idiots out there that think he should stay. But they did finally Bramer. And but if they actually did listen to this show, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't listen more than once or twice and certainly would never do anything we said because we rip all over them. Although it's not the front, it's the business side of it that actually made the right move. And we've never really had a complaint with the business.
No, the game ops are phenomenal. Great,
right.
Great stadium.
So, you know
prices
what? So,
fair, great concessions. I was going to say, I will say that if they listen, and they were going to pick one thing we're talking about to do, I am kind of glad it was that one. Because, like,
we said
at
that's
this
the
point,
first thing we would do. We'd fire everybody else
yeah,
after.
Literally.
That's, that's the order.
Because players come and go. Managers come and go.
And they need
players
to.
Players come and go within a season. That guy's been here for 40 years.
Yeah, he's awful.
It was time.
And we can debate how it happened and stuff. And then I'm just going to get this stuff off my chest.
Yep. Yeah, go for it.
So we'll debate that more, as we, you know, should they have given him, I felt like they sort of did, he sort of did say goodbye, but whatever, we can get into all that. And then, you know, a lot of people listen to this show, and I don't mind if people disagree with us or me in particular, I can take being teased, but you know how I've mentioned, Jack Wright a lot on this show and his family listens to the show. Jack goes to a high school that you guys are familiar with.
Yeah.
His timing isn't real good because he decided to chirp me on the day we're doing a broadcast. Now, and he chirped me about calling Pablo Cruz. I still don't even know. It's Lopez, right?
Well, Nelson Cruz retired, so I can get where you have him in your
well,
head.
Pablo Cruz, I think, is a singer, isn't he, Drew?
I don't know. I'll Google him while you're talking.
I think there is a Pablo Cruz in my head.
Do you think it's spelled like C-R-U-Z, or do you think it's spelled like
no,
Cruz?
No, like in the boat.
Okay.
Arco Drive.
So it's not a singer. It's actually a band. But yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Is an American pop rock band.
It's a band, not a singer. I'm way.
None of the guys in the band are named Pablo or Cruz.
Oh, yeah. Awkward. They sing a popular song though.
I'm going to their discography. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Their discography.
Oh yeah, that's where I would go.
What you gonna do?
Yeah, what you gonna do?
Or Love Will Find a Way.
Yeah, the two songs. Okay.
Those are their, and then Cool Love. Those all cracked the top 15.
Well, you know those first two songs. You know, listen to Yacht Rock Radio. It'll be on in 10 minutes. But
I would assume Pablo Cruz is on Yacht Rock Radio. That makes.
Oh, those songs. In fact, I heard one of them today. But
if we had the rights to the music, I'd start the show with it. But we don't. So.
Well, do you think we get in trouble? Yeah, probably. So
I'm
almost done here, but a lesser person would rip Jack Wright back, but I'm not gonna. Instead, I'm gonna praise him. And Jack is the third string quarterback from a football team you two are familiar with, one of you played on. And instead of ripping him, I just want to congratulate him because the last few games he's had two. He's actually gotten the game, which is pretty cool. You get in the high school game. And he's got two carries of -5 yards. So I want to congratulate him instead of ripping him.
He must watch the Vikings. He takes after Alexander Mattison.
Well, full disclosure, the two plays he went in for were two separate games. He went in just to knee the ball.
Oh.
So, I mean, he's got big feet. That's probably why he lost so many yards. So I'm not going to rip him. But from now on, these people that listen...
Well, by fantasy football standards, that's 0 yards because they don't count knees anymore if you want to spin zone it.
Speaking of fantasy football, and then I'm done. Drew, would you believe that I'm playing someone this week? And this is no lie. Every single person that's on my bench is on the bye week. So I have a full lineup, which means Jordan Love is my quarterback. But everyone else on my team is on the bye week. Can you imagine if you got to play me this week?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Dad.
Yeah.
I wasn't listening to a thing you have been talking about. I've been listening to Pablo Cruz.
Oh, understand. Sam,
Love Will Find a Way. I don't think I know what you're going to do.
You do.
I know Love Will Find
a Way. Wait, what are you going to say, Sam?
Well, for the people listening at home, could you imagine playing against the guy whose top five running backs that he drafted or picked up are all out hurt?
Okay, I'm going to say what I was going to say again to Drew first.
Okay.
So, Drew, are you listening? No, Pablo Cruz is solid.
Drew, you heard what I said, right?
I heard what you just said. Yeah, Pablo Cruz is solid. I know one. I've heard.
I think both. You know the other.
I know them, but I've heard them both.
Yeah.
Love Will Find a Way. I genuinely, like, I think if it came on, I would know the name.
No, I'm telling you, you know that one better, I think.
I think so.
But. So in fantasy football this week, one of the teams I'm playing, every single guy, I have a full lineup. Okay. So I'm not saying I have anyone out. Jordan Love is my quarterback though, because we're only allowed to have two quarterbacks in this league for now. And every guy on my bench,
you couldn't just have a third on your bench.
No, it's stupid. We're not even gonna get into that.
That sounds stupid.
We can pick one up later. Everyone on my bench is on the bye week. Every single person. Now, what's the chance I would have done that, 9 weeks ago when we drafted? And someone gets to play me this week. Guess who that is?
I'm going to guess it's Sam.
That's a good guess. You're welcome, Sam.
Well, in my defense and against your defense.
It's not your defense.
You could have prepared for that. I couldn't have prepared for my top five running backs to be out. And I'm so desperate, I may start both Rams running backs, so then I can at least get 10 points.
First of all, there's no quarterbacks out there. I mean,
I'm starting Jordan Love in my other league.
You could have started Levis.
He was actually gone.
He has, like, 0 points right now.
He's throwing for 100 yards. I mean,
all joking aside, I think Jordan Love might have a decent game.
But, I'm just saying.
Anyways,
if you assume it's a 10 to 12 person league, that means 20 to 24 quarterbacks are already taken. Like, Levis is probably better than at least 5 to 6.
Well, you got to remember this.
I picked up Love instead of Levis because I didn't want a rookie quarterback against Mike Tomlin. He usually eats them alive.
Oh, that's fair. And the short week, if those was were your options, I hate to say it, but don't hate to say it to credit you.
Well, I did drop Trevor Lawrence for Jordan Love.
Well, guess what? In the league that Sam and I are in together, someone dropped Trevor Lawrence, but I can't pick him up because he's on the bye.
Oh. Well.
So it wouldn't do me any good.
Who's your guy on bye?
Jared Goff. He's solid.
Yeah. Okay. Where is Lawrence compared to Goff? Actually.
Goff is top four right now. Another cousin.
By the way, to wrap this fantasy football matchup up between Dad and I, our teams. To show how dire situation our two teams are. I mean, his record's actually good, but for this week, our combined score, Drew, do you want to guess non-PPR, the combined projected score of our matchup?
Big Ten.
Is it normal, like two running back, two receivers, tight end, flex, kicker, defense?
Two running back, three receivers, and the flex.
No tight end.
So you would think it'd be a little higher, even though it's not
non-PPR. Non-PPR?
Kicker defense.
Non-PPR.
Non-PPR.
158. Wow. Total? I don't think it's that high.
No, it's 151.
That was pretty good. That was pretty close.
But I have Deontay Johnson, who's going to put up 2 points, so that's going to go down to 140.
Dad, to answer your question... Goff is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, if you include Kirk Cousins.
Eight. Oh, okay. I thought he was a little higher now that Cousins is gone.
Well, he's 8 without Cousins.
He is technically a little higher.
Yeah, technically he's one spot higher. Your current rankings over the course of the season, quarterbacks, Allen, Hurts, Lamar, Mahomes, Tua, Kirk, Herbert, Sammy Howell.
I have him on, yeah.
Purdy, Wilson, Dobbs, Lawrence, Love, Stroud, blah, 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 blah.
I do have Howell on it.
I have Fields, and I didn't know he was that far.
Fields is pretty far down. Well, he's missed 2 games.
I don't get Fields.
I was on a total basis. Sam, if I go off of an average basis, he's actually ahead of Goff.
I don't know how Fields is that bad. He should not be that bad.
Well he's top. If I go by average, he's looks like not 8 or 9.
I understand.
In the league, I have 5 running backs for the year. My quarterbacks are Tua and Herbert, and we can't trade. So that's just the luck of the day we have there.
We got to eventually get to – this is actually good. We're getting fantasy sort of out of the way. We'll get back into it at some point. But I didn't realize – in one league, I have basically every Charger you could possibly have.
Well, I don't think that's bad.
It's not a bad thing. But what I'm about to say will make sense. I just need to give that context. I have Eichler and Allen, and 1 week I actually also started Everett. Okay, but I picked up Palmer.
Yeah, I have Palmer.
Got hurt, and I was like, I got my teams mixed up, and I didn't realize I had both of those other guys.
But they throw 50 times a game.
I know, but I'm like, I can't ever start all 3 of those guys. I've been trying to trade Josh Palmer for like 4 weeks. I have no idea why. But I'm not even asking for a lot. I actually asked somebody for like a clean swap of like Josh Palmer and like one other guy who was basically the same. And I texted him. I was like, I just can't have all these Chargers. I just want to like pick an equal guy and get him off my roster for somebody equal. And they were like, no. And I was like,
they're
why?
Not paying attention.
What do you care?
Then? Because even with Allen, Palmer gets the ball thrown to him.
Well, I then actually eventually made a decent trade. I got someone needed a receiver, and they have Javonte Williams, and Javonte Williams is on a bye. So I traded Palmer for Javonte Williams, which I thought was a fair trade, actually.
Yeah. Actually.
I probably won it, but he needed a.
Well, I think Palmer, they throw the ball to Palmer a lot.
No, I think they were doing it to spite me. They were like,
I got in the league that I have Justin Ebert. I also have Sam Howell, and then I picked up Murray. So I'm going to see what happens with Murray, and then I'll drop one of them. But that league, I'm in. That league, I have a really good team. By the way, the worst. I've vowed to never take a Cowboy. This year, I was sort of stuck there with Pollard staring me right in the face, and everyone saying he was going to be great. What a waste that guy is. Jesus. Yuck.
There's a few guys like that. Honestly, until maybe a couple weeks ago, you could have put Derrick Henry in that group too.
And Gibbs.
And Gibbs, yeah. I was playing against Gibbs last week. It was me and the we have divisions for some reason. He's first in one, I'm first in another. He hadn't lost. I had two losses because I had started Anthony Richardson 1 week because of a bye and he got hurt in the first quarter. And then I had started someone else who got hurt halfway through the game. I forget. But I had the most points in the league. So juggernaut matchup. And literally from like Thursday night to the final play, I was texting you guys about it on Monday night. We were just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And he had Gibbs. And I really thought on that last drive when whoever it was, who are they playing? Why am I drawing a blank?
Vegas. Oh, they played, right? On Monday Night Football.
Against Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah. When they turned the ball over, went for it, and didn't get it, and they got it back, I was like, Gibbs is going to get two, three more carries, and that's going to be it. And I literally won by like a point and a half or something.
Yeah, that he league.
He had Jacobs and Gibbs, and I had Laporta. That's the kind of game it was where in the Monday Night Football game, our three guys accounted for every touchdown.
Except
for the Craig Reynolds or whatever at the end.
I pulled a Sam. I did an anger drop this week. I've had enough of Kyle Pitts, although he'll probably go off against the Vikings. I can't take him anymore, so I got rid of him and did doubled down on. It's a different league, so it doesn't matter. But I did something which I just said I would never do, but I was so sick of Pitts. I got tight end guy for the Cowboys with the flavor of the month. What's his name? Bradshaw?
Ferguson. No,
Ferguson. I picked him up. Yeah. Well, I'm Pitts. I can't take anymore.
Yeah. I mean, once you get beyond Kelsey, Andrews, Hockenson, and this report out there.
It's not an anger drop. It's a statement drop. You're proving a statement to your manager.
Like Drew, I'm in. We have divisions too, but I'm in first place by far, the most points overall. Power rankings number one, and I still made that move and said, I'm not putting up anymore.
It tells you don't get complacent.
But
you strike out 10 times in a row, you're being bad.
Side note, he is playing the Vikings. I would probably pick him up if I was someone. In fact, I might go pick him back up because I have a feeling he's going to go off. But what a waste.
I was going to say.
A little early.
Knowing you, I'm surprised you didn't keep him one more week and then cut him.
Because I didn't dawn on me. I had so much going on. But
well, they got rid of Ridder, so he might actually get the ball now.
No. Heinicke torches the Vikings. We don't do well against Heinicke.
Well,
I'm not sure the sample size is really large enough to say that, but he did have a good game against us.
The only sample I have to go by. What do you want me to go by?
Oh, it's a fair point.
I mean,
it's a fair point.
It is what it is. Yeah. Do we start with Cousins?
We probably should. What year was that Heinicke played against us?
Last year.
Was
remember,
it?
Everything runs
together.
Or maybe not. Our three guys ran into each other, and
we still won the game, though.
I think we might have, yeah.
Oh well, I know if it was last year, we did, because you're right. It was when the ref ran into the receiver.
Right, that's right.
I feel like that was last year.
Yeah. It was. It was last year, and we did win that game.
Everything went wrong, and we ended up winning. So do you feel bad for Josh Dobson? Dobbs, that is. Furniture just showed up 5 days ago, and then he got traded, or in his new house. And there was guy shows up here. By the way, you guys don't know this. There's freaking snow on the ground.
It was cold here today. Obviously not snowing, but it was
Halloween.
Cold.
We had 4 inches of snow on Halloween, and it's still here.
Yeah.
And this
I'm just saying it was pretty dang.
Now he's going to Atlanta, and he plays indoors here, but I. So my take is
no, I do actually I think feel bad for him, though. I found the fact that it took this long for him to get up before we get to Kirk. I did find it a little strange. We're in week 9 and he was just getting the furniture in Arizona where he doesn't have a contract beyond this year and they have Kyler Murray. It didn't really make sense.
And he just got a house like a week ago. That He Bramered himself, by the way.
Yeah,
What's that?
I was going to say, for a guy who is a 4.0 aerospace engineer major, he doesn't seem that smart.
Where did he go to college?
Tennessee. He's a volunteer.
Okay, first of all, Tennessee doesn't have classes like that there, so I'm calling BS.
Oh, I think they're known for their aeronautics.
Tennessee?
I have no idea.
You almost went there. I don't know.
I never actually almost went there.
You should mail him your watch.
Yeah, you have that
I
watch.
I actually gave it to somebody. I gave it to somebody.
All right, sorry.
Who is actually a Tennessee fan.
Well, I'm sure Josh is a Tennessee fan.
It's been given to somebody else. I don't really know.
So my take is, I personally would have improved.
46th among public universities.
46th?
Among public universities in the country. I mean, that's higher than I would have expected.
Okay.
Aerospace?
No, I don't in general.
I suppose it is.
By the way.
Yeah.
I'm on their Wikipedia page. Knoxville, let me finish. UT Knoxville boasts several faculty who are among the leading contributors to their field, including Harry McSween, generally recognized as one of the world's leading experts in the study of meteorites and a member of the science team for Mars Pathfinder, and later a co-investigator for the Mars Odyssey and Mars Exploration Rovers projects.
Are you talking the candy bar?
No, I'm talking the planet. So...
Okay, so this is okay. Well,
there's, they have Space Institute, the University of Tennessee Space Institute.
He studies stars, not like rocket ships.
I don't know. I'm just
he lays down in a field and looks up in the sky and looks for Uranus.
That's astronomy.
What, Sam?
Yeah, that's astronomy. That's astronomy. Sounds right.
Oh,
totally different.
Well, I thought it.
I'm just telling you.
You sort of set me up for the Uranus joke, but okay.
He majored in aerospace engineering. That sounds like a pretty impressive place to study that.
Can I ask another question? Why would he do that? He was going to college for football. Jesus.
Actually remember them talking about that when he was in college.
I have no problem with him with starting Brigham Young Mormon guy. They're doing exactly what they can.
Elder Jaron.
Yeah, I would have probably tried to improve the defense, and you're going to tell me maybe they did, and I can't say they didn't, so maybe they did. But, I mean, this is the
circumstances. I mean, they didn't get anybody on defense, so I can't really tell you
that. In a weird way, it takes the pressure off. What I would do, this is me personally, and this might be surprising to you, I would go to Cousins right now, and I'd say, listen, let's show faith in each other. Let's sign you to a... I don't know how much money they have, but let's sign you to a 2-year, $50 million guaranteed contract. If you never play,
25 a year.
Yeah. If you never play again, the money's yours. We're taking the risk. If you play again and you're awesome, well, then you took the risk and you're leaving some money on the table. You've already made $250 million. We're taking a risk that it may not go well. And you've got him signed. You know where you're going next year. It's good faith. Then you can get Jefferson signed, blah, blah, blah.
So it's funny you say that because I was going to say at some point during this discussion, we probably need to talk about the actual like football impact at some point. But I was going to say I have never felt more confident that Kirk Cousins will be a Viking in 2024 than I do right now because he was playing so well. He was going to want so much money, deservedly so. We needed to re-sign Jefferson. We have to re-sign Darrisaw at some point. Like, it was going to be hard. There's no doubt. Who knows how many games they're going to keep winning? Are they in position to get a draft pick? Who knows? But now, it's going to be cheaper. He's probably not going to want to go somewhere new off an injury.
I don't know about him. He's weird. You wouldn't think so.
No, I would. I think he feels ingrained. But even more than that, it's clear – the team loves him. It's clear the coach loves him. It's clear the front office loves him. I feel much more confident, good or bad. I'm not even saying that. We'll have to discuss as the season goes on.
I think it's good.
I think so. If you can get him for a cheaper price, like you said, I would even try and go lower than that or build in some time incentives. But I'm with you.
I don't know
Well, the thing is, you got to sign Jefferson and you got to sign Hunter now. Let's get those two out of the way.
And Cousins. I'd do them all. I would do it all. And then if this year's a wash because of the injury, well, then you've done what you can. I think you got the fan base will stick behind you.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, and even if we sign, no, either way, I think we sign a rookie quarterback. We're not going to get a quarterback draft class this deep in the next 3 years. So, I mean, I think we sign a quarterback.
They might
or draft a quarterback either way, even if we sign Cousins.
They might get.
I think we should.
They might be able to get Sanders. He might.
I don't think Sanders is going to go nearly as high as you think. I think
that's
they
why
will,
I said
absolutely.
We could get him. That was my point.
Oh, I'm not saying like you said might. Like I think they will have. A chance.
Okay. Good.
I think they won't get Williams and they won't get
no.
May. But I think they'll have, depending on how the rest of the season goes, a genuine shot at pretty much anyone else. And they'll have the luxury if they do that with Cousins. The other reason I think they're almost for sure going to do it is like it's a pretty good team. You don't just want to throw a rookie quarterback at it and hope it works. Like, obviously, I'm not saying whoever we draft will be Patrick Mahomes, but you can do the Patrick Mahomes, Alex Smith thing where you'll let him learn for a year and then when you know he's good.
Yeah,
you can send
the Rodgers Jordan Love thing. I mean, Jordan Love sucks, but
exactly.
A couple of years.
Yep. And if you know Cousins is only on a 1 or 2 year deal, which is probably a lot more palatable to him coming off an injury like this, it's not as difficult of a sell to a team. You're not trading, 3 to 4 years on a contract like look at Denver with Russell, who's playing fine, but like that was a big.
I just worry about Cousins. Like he's never given us a discount. I don't know what he's willing to do, but that's what I would do. I'd show him good faith. I would present it that way.
The thing is, he's not even able to play the full year next year, so he's going to be discounted for next year anyway.
Well, I don't know. Aaron Rodgers is apparently coming back this year.
Well,
there's
he's
no
on so
chance.
Many drugs like Cousins won't touch, so.
Yeah, there's no chance Rodgers comes back this year. And if he does, well, first of all, Rodgers wasn't that
great. I wanted to trade a fifth rounder for Rodgers so him and Cousins can heal together.
It would have been nice to just, like, accelerate, though, the path of that whole storyline if we could have. Just, like, we'll just take Rodgers now. We'll get it over with.
Did you see the picture of the two guys on the cart? Did you see that thing on Twitter? Rodgers on the cart. He had his head down.
Wouldn't look at anyone,
and Cousins was cheering and clapping.
That's what I'm saying. And now I get it. Kirk has been here. We're going on whatever it is, year 6, 7. Like, he is, at this point, I think he will be thought of in his career as a Viking. But, every player was like distraught. Like every player was sending tweets and Instagrams about it. I don't remember that happening for Rodgers. Now he'd been around the team for a cup of coffee, but it was noticeable, and that's why I'm even more confident. Everybody there loves him, and they can now get him at a much more team friendly. They do. And there is absolutely no doubt he is playing the best football of his career.
Can I break in for one quick second? Because I wanted to ask you two.
I was done, so now's the time.
How much money do you think Will Levis makes a year? He was a second round pick, right?
He was a second round, so not as much as you think. I can look it up.
A few hundred thousand, 600?
No, a few million.
$2.4 million a year.
Okay, I've seen his parents now at two different games. They're pretty much in the last row of the stadium. Which, to be totally honest with you, they're so wacky, I wouldn't want to sit by them anyways.
No, confusing them with...
I just saw it again 10 seconds ago.
No, I know. You're confusing them with the other parents that were called the kid. They called their kid by his last name or whatever it was.
Oh, no.
That was the lineman, defensive lineman. What was his name?
Oh. God, no, I can't... Hutch. Aiden Hutchinson.
Oh, you're right.
You're confusing them with Aiden Hutchinson.
No, well, I just saw... You've seen
him in two games now. He's only played in two games.
Yeah, and I've seen the parents in both games sitting nowhere near the field. I feel like if we can afford to sit a little closer, so can they. That was my point.
Well, you do also have to real. I guess they're.
And my kids aren't even playing, but go ahead.
The only slight defense I will give them is this game is on the road, so their options were probably limited.
Pittsburgh. And I will say, if the Vikings do win against Atlanta, then I will buy season tickets so we can. I'll start attending games so we can win because all they do is win. So.
You're going? Not going?
No, not to Atlanta.
Oh, so what? But if they beat Atlanta? Oh, you mean don't buy season tickets? And I feel like a third game would be.
Perfect. If I'm off the bandwagon if they lose Sunday, I'm not going to invest my time in Monday.
I think that's acceptable. I think you have to give until you're allowed to hop off. I think you have to give Hall a start, and I think you have to give Dobbs a start. And if they both stink, then I think you're allowed to.
I think the pressure is absolutely off the Vikings now. Now you know they got to sign these guys. If something good happens, it's a minor miracle.
It's right. Yeah. I listen, I don't know if Jaren Hall's – I'm not going to pretend
like – He didn't look that bad.
No, he looked fine. And I think Dobbs is better than people give him credit for. He's been in crappy situations, and he's played decently well. I mean, that Arizona team's a disaster. I mean, they could win games with Murray last year. Like, I don't – I'm not saying he's going to be great, but I think the offense will be respectable with Dobbs. And I think Hall – and they both have an element to Sam. You made the joke when we were texting the other day, but, like, they both have that element of a rushing QB that we've just never – really had in a long time, so we'll see.
Well, we had Teddy for a practice.
We had who?
We had Teddy Bridgewater for a practice.
But
no,
we had Tanner Morgan for a few practices too. That was the funny kind of meme floating around Twitter.
And Tavares Jackson for a couple.
Yeah. Well, I meant like since Kirk.
It's the late Tavares Jackson, by the way.
No, but to your point is too, is he's coming into an offense with one superstar wide receiver, one very good rookie wide receiver, and then Hockenson, who seems to turn a corner after he dropped 40 passes.
Well,
he's got a lot of weapons.
I mean, I'll let you finish, but I wanted to make this comment on Hockenson, so before I forget. It's very obvious to me that his holdout impacted him. It took like 3-4 games, and now he's on fire. His timing was off because he didn't. But continue. Go ahead, Sam. I interrupted.
No, I was going to say. I mean, he was average on a horrible Arizona team. I mean, I think he'll be pretty good in our offense. And yeah,
well, so why
we basically got him for free.
Right, and I think
they give up nothing.
Not that this guy matters in the equation really at all, but I think Mullins is more hurt than they're letting on. Like, I have no desire to watch
Mullins play.
No, that's 100%. But there is no doubt.
I don't want Mullins or Mannion.
Well, I think Mannion will be gone once Mullins is back. I think Mullins is more hurt than they're letting on.
So like, it's third and two.
Be a backup. You never know.
It's third and two. Why don't you put Dobbs in and? Never know. Hall, he could run.
Hall can run.
Oh, can he run too?
Yeah, probably better. If I'm being honest.
Better. Dobbs has what's his name?
Well, Dobbs.
Just saying that because of a specific quality he has.
Dobbs has like 300 yards rushing this year or something.
Oh, he does. I think it's more out of necessity though than.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay. But no, I think he does have a pretty solid athletic.
I don't know. That's one thing. There's no chance if it's short. Cousins is awful at this, as we talked about, handling Dobbs the ball.
Hall's not huge, but he rushing.
RG3 is a complete idiot.
Awful.
God, is he an idiot? He says the dumbest things, and all of a sudden, what's his name? Hall. He's known since he covered him in college. He was going to be great. Are you really? Come on.
Well, there's already one BYU star that's made his splash in the NFL. Why not two?
The wide receiver guy.
Puka Nacua. Who do you think threw him passes in college?
I think our guy Hall.
He did.
Or did Dobbs?
No, Hall.
Okay.
Why can't I just find his, like, college stats and his, like, 40-yard dash time, like, all...
You know who he was the backup? How ironic is this, by the way? He was Zach Wilson's backup.
Was. He absolutely was.
It's like 3 degrees of Achilles tendon tears.
I know, right?
What's that thing, the Kevin Bacon thing?
7 degrees of separation with Kevin
Bacon. Yeah, this is 7 degrees of separation from Achilles tendon tears.
It is crazy that the NFL is accumulating quite the Achilles tear squad.
And by the way, you don't need a doctor. You just need someone on Twitter that slows the picture down. And everyone goes, oh, yeah, he tore his Achilles. I mean, you don't need you don't need to say it's his ankle.
So,
you could have said anything you wanted. Everyone knew what happened.
Now, this was in 2017, but Dobbs' 40-yard dash was 4.64. Hall's was 4.62. And Dobbs' 3-cone, which is an agility drill, was 6.75. Hall's was 6.97. But Hall's shuttle was 4.19, and Dobbs' was 4.31. So what I'm getting at is they're almost exactly the same.
All right, and Cousins was 6.8.
Cousins, they didn't even bother. They just said, we know you're not going to do it, don't run.
All right, well,
So I don't know. I think it's smart to give Hall a shot. I texted you guys this. I'm pretty convinced. I think less convinced now that I think about it. I think I was reacting in the moment, but I'm pretty convinced the Wilfs were like, you guys got to do something, because it just didn't make sense to me. Or that, or Mullins is probably not going to play, like, even dress the rest of the year.
I hope not.
Didn't make sense to me that KOC and Kwesi, either or both, picked this guy. Regardless of it being a fifth or sixth round pick, they handpicked him. They semi-believed in him enough to keep a fifth-round quarterback as your backup. They also, Mullins, had, like, handpicked to replace the prior handpicked backup of Mannion to, like, be that extra voice in the quarterback room. Why would they go out and grab somebody random like Dobbs, who was available in the offseason? Like, it just didn't totally make sense to me. So I think the Wilfs were like, you guys got to do something about this. And they were like, well, first off, there's not much we can do. Good luck finding a quarterback. But if there was one, it was probably Dobbs. So I still think it came from the Wilfs. I think giving Hall one start, see what you got against Atlanta, who's fine, is the right thing. If he's good, great. Let him roll. If not, then Dobbs will have had a week to get ready. And he's a rocket scientist, so he'll pick it up.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's, like you said, there's no one good out there to trade for it. We traded nothing for him. We got the sixth-round pick. We traded back in a trade that the value of NFL trade makes no sense to me, to be honest.
I couldn't agree more.
That's a side tangent.
What are the Bears thinking?
The Bears have to be signing him. It makes no sense.
He said no.
Well, yeah, it goes from a very good trade to a very bad trade if he signs or not.
He does. They do have the most money, but he's like, I'm not signing that quickly.
Yeah. I do think people are slightly overreacting to the difference in picks for him and Chase Young. Like, I think Sweat is much better than Chase Young but I think he is better and on a even slate. Like, I think Sweat is worth probably a one round better draft pick. Now, the Bears probably would have taken Chase Young for a third over Montez Sweat for a second.
Well, and they had that extra pick. They're not even losing a pick for Chase Young.
What do you mean?
What do they call those things?
The pick. Competitive.
Those
aren't in the second round. Those are in the third.
That's what they gave for Chase Young, I think.
Oh, you're talking about the Niners, not the Bears.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Niners.
Yeah. No, the Niners get those all the time because of the – yeah.
Yeah, they got those for free. They got him for free.
Yeah, well, we're going to get – we'll get one. But that's why they trade these guys for that, because Sweat would have netted Washington a third based off his contract.
Yeah.
But it's not till the next year. So they not only get a pick earlier, they get it around better. Whereas Young, it undoes the comp pick, but they get it a year earlier. It's really the same value for the Redskins, I'll bleep myself out. The Commanders, just a year earlier. Are we going to get in trouble because I said that?
No, you didn't. I mean, I think, don't people in Washington want them to be called that still? Yeah. I mean, some. I think actual indigenous people, I can't say Indian. Native Americans, I think they want the name.
I think it's a vocal
minority. We can still say Chiefs. It's fine.
True.
Anyways.
True.
I guess what else do you really say? I mean, I feel bad for Kirk. I don't really know what else to add to that. Like, he...
Do you think he was...
I feel bad for him.
Do you think he knew they put a purple cast on him?
They did it at the facility, so I'm assuming. I found out. They did it at the TCO at...
Yeah. I could have walked over there.
Yeah. Well, they also, did you notice he was also in a purple gown and had a purple water bottle?
Yeah.
Like, I think everything.
Well, the cast don't have to be, but yeah.
Yeah. But what else? Why? But that's like, he's such a dork. I love him. I feel bad for him for two reasons. One, he was playing some of the best football of his career. But two, he played very well at some sections last year. But the last two games, it's probably the best two game stretch that I can remember. Given the circumstances, no Jefferson, one Monday night game against San Francisco in Green Bay, et cetera, et cetera. But I think more than that, it really felt like after 14 or whatever, 13 years in the league, however it's been for him, all of the crap he's taken, some very fair, some not so fair. Like, it felt like the general public and the media had, like, finally come around on him and were, like, finally on a consensus admitting, like, this guy is a good quarterback and they can win big games with this guy and he's not the reason anymore. It felt like we had all finally collectively gotten to that point and then just quite literally snap, it's gone. And I feel bad for him for that, because that was not, I'm sure, easy to deal with. And still a lot of idiots will probably say, like, and it people are totally showing the real colors. How many people, like, bashed him and said he sucks and all of this for so long, and now we're like, oh my God, what are we going to do without him?
Hey,
like,
I can sleep at night. 3 weeks prior, I said he's the guy we should have. So
I would have said this about you, but you've come, you're one of those people, by the way.
No, it's perfect timing that Dad finally says he wants them to stay forever, and then 2 weeks later he's done.
Well, let me say something. I'm not gonna be phony and say that there were still some things he needed to work on. But no,
I don't think any of us would admit that either. But we can't.
He was by far the best option we had.
Yeah.
And, well, and I think going forward, because
My thing with Kirk was, there's obviously the upper echelon that is Mahomes, Allen. You can maybe throw Hurts in there, but he's looked a little shaky this year.
I would take Hurts.
I would too. But I'm just saying, in terms of, like, top tier quarterbacks, like, it's Allen and it's Mahomes and it's Hurts. And then after that, it's kind of a mishmash of a lot of guys that Kirk was sort of never really respected in that tier, at least within.
You're going to be shocked at what I'm about to say. All those guys you mentioned, there's only, there's two things, but there's really only one thing that separates those guys from Kirk, and it's the fact that he can't move. If he could even sort of move out of the way and sort of not get nervous.
You mean from the Mahomes, Allen, Hurts of the world? Yeah. No, I
honestly agree. It's the only difference, because he's just as accurate. He can throw as far. I mean, stat-wise, he's there. He just, when the game is on the line or when they put some pressure and he gets nervous, he can't move. That's the only difference. And it's a big difference.
He knows it's coming.
And he panics.
Just to your point, really can't do anything about it.
But other than that, he doesn't, I mean.
But and for that reason, I don't, you know, I would never ask anybody to put him in that echelon with those guys. But he never really even, in so many ways, was thought of on the same level as guys like Herbert and Tua, and he's been bad this year, but Stafford.
I mean, I think Trevor Lawrence is okay, but I don't know.
Yeah, but I guess, like, you know that, like, next group of guys I'm talking
about. Yeah, Trevor Lawrence.
And he and Kirk was, like, for so many people, not everybody, but for so many people at the very bottom, if even in that list. And I think people are finally starting to recognize, like, he's just as good, if not better, than most of, of those guys.
The stats say that. And by the way,
he's second. You know, he's second in yards. He's tied for first in touchdowns. He's only thrown 5 picks. I mean, the numbers are out of control. But
third in QBR or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's won the same amount of playoff games as Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, that's true.
Or vice versa, however you want to look at it.
He's thrown more picks than Lamar, but he's also thrown more touchdowns. Well, but Lamar's, that's kind of my point.
Lamar's never won a big game.
But, like, that's my point. Like, for so long, 80% of people, 90% of people wouldn't have even, like, would have laughed at you if you would have tried to say Kirk is better than Lamar. But I think people were finally getting to that point.
Well, what's the difference? He can't run. There it is again. I mean, it's just the difference.
Lamar can't really pass. So, I mean,
no, I know.
We're being honest with ourselves.
No, I'm saying I think Kirk's better, but.
Like, there's, he was looking at the side. I'm on my Kirk Cousins soapbox because I genuinely feel bad for
him. I don't know why I'm actually supporting you.
That's, I think, why I can't stop talking about it, because it's like, it feels nice.
It feels wrong to me.
I know it does. The last thing I'll say about him, and then I will actually drop the Kirk agenda, is, like,
he. Because we got to rip Dick Bramar at some point.
Yeah, we still got
are the people.
I think we're the only group of three people in Minnesota that's happy he's gone.
I don't think we're the only ones.
But you know what, Sam? That shows you how right we are, because the three of us don't agree on anything other than now, apparently, Kirk Cousins.
Apparently, Kirk Cousins and Dick Bramer. Yeah. No, the last thing I'll say about Kirk is, like, he was the joking, like, picture of, like, mediocre NFL quarterbacks for however long.
Right.
And we had finally moved past that, and then it all literally blew up. So I just feel bad. I feel bad for him as much as I feel bad for the team and us and everything.
Well, God has a plan.
That's what Kirk would say. Yeah.
That's why I said it.
Hey, the Rangers won. Now the Vikings are the longest tenured major four sports team to not win a championship. We're next.
It was All Saints Day the other day.
Their time is up, time is now.
Our time is now. Well, oh, okay. So, and then we need to move on. What if one of these two guys that we got wins us a Super Bowl, and then what do we do?
You have to look at the
not gonna happen.
Eagles, like, no, but you have to look at like the Eagles Nick Foles run. Like, they just let him go.
Yeah, Carson Wentz.
Yeah, you probably do just kind of like keep him around, and but then Nick Foles amounted to nothing.
Yeah, well, let's see if that's a problem.
Yeah, it'd be a good problem to have.
You know what stat I heard today, not that long ago? I might be a little off, and you could probably look it up. Do you know that the Timberwolves have blown a minimum of 29 double-digit third-quarter leads in the last couple of years? That's insane. And I think it might be more than that, actually. 29 double-digit third-quarter leads they've blown. That's like if you tried to do that. First of all, I don't know how they even got up that many times, as bad as they are. That's impossible.
No, I remember one of us saying something last year that we should bet the Timberwolves first half every single game because they're always up at half. It makes absolutely no sense. And
I mean, you guys
for some reason, I've actually haven't watched a single game this year, I don't really plan on it.
I've watched it very sporadically.
I can't watch the NBA.
They got rid of Jalen Noel and kept McLaughlin-Walt, I was done with them.
If it makes you feel any better, McLaughlin never plays, and I'm not sure Jalen Noel is employed right now. So.
He's employed, but he doesn't play.
He's employed by the Stockton Kings.
I thought it was at Chick-fil-A. You're right, though, Drew. Every pass is thrown to Hopkins. I can't complain. He doesn't catch him.
He's got 60 yards.
I know. I need about...
No, to be fair, he does just kind of chuck a lot his way that has no chance of ever being caught.
Yeah,
but I'd rather that. Tannehill didn't even look at him.
No, I'm with you. I should have played him last week. It was 30 points.
He just threw Mike Tomlin when he was totally covered. I mean, it's like,
but Sam,
he will throw to him.
Can Mike Tomlin stop giving it to Najee Harris and just bench him? He sucks. Let's get my guy Jalen Warren.
I thought you have Najee Harris.
No, I have Jalen Warren. I'm just I'm holding on to him until Najee Harris is finally benched because he sucks so much.
Yeah, this year. Well, he hadn't scored in like 6 years, and he finally did. He threw another one to Hopkins, but
I just said that. You didn't hear me say that.
Oh,
but this is my point. You're a little behind me. He's completely covered here. Like, and it wasn't a good throw, but he'll try.
I thought you were saying it in general because it hadn't happened. I see what you're saying.
He did it. He just threw it to him back-to-back plays. He was open on neither play.
Yeah. I hadn't caught up to the other one. So that's pretty good Timberwolf talk. I do think
November basketball does not matter.
But you say Sam, Drew said that. The other night, I don't know where you were, Sam, because Drew and I were talking Timberwolves, and you weren't even chiming in. But Drew said that. Must have been two nights ago. The night that they lost the lead.
To Toronto. Who then went and beat, like, Toronto beat somebody good again.
But can I? So here's my point to Drew saying, I don't disagree with you in general. Why watch it? But for the Timberwolves, they're November basket.
They beat the Bucks by 20.
Yeah, that's right. The Timberwolves' November basketball is the same as their April basketball.
No. I totally agree with that. I'm not saying, like, we should dismiss the problems because it's November. I meant the fact that they're the same problems as always is a problem, but, like, I'm not going to get...
Well, we have a tournament.
I'm not going to, like, sound the alarm in November. Like, I said about the Twins, too, in June or whatever. We end up winning the division. Like, there are certain sports, like, it just doesn't matter until a certain point in the season.
Forever.
NFL. Well, look at the Why is my brain not functioning? Look at the Bengals. They looked awful for 2 weeks, and they just now they ripped off their form.
Oh, even the Vikings, huh?
Yeah, like there are certain sports where there's like an inflection point in the season, and before that, like, does it really matter what happens? No, teams are still trying to find themselves. Whatever. Like, you're right. The critical issue is it's the same issues.
Well, I got big news. Guess what's back open in December? Highlight.
Nice. All right.
We'll be there.
I need a water break. But we have 5 minutes left, which I think means.
Are you taking the break before the water? Or?
I'm getting water.
By the way, Najee Harris just ran for like 130 yards.
Well,
but I think we have 5 minutes, and we have 5 minutes until I have to cut the radio version of the show. And our listeners on the radio, given it's Minneapolis, St. Paul, WFNU 94.1 FM, Frogtown Community Radio, right, need to hear about Bremer. So I'm gonna leave that with you two for a moment.
By the way, the show that's coming on after us, it's going to be we'll be taping Connor's show tomorrow. It's a big Timberwolves preview show, even though the season started. Go figure. Go ahead, Sam.
To all the Bremer lovers, there's a reason why the organization that employed him for 40 years fired him. He sucks.
Well, I think I had a very clever text the other day, because one of you said, well, no, they reassigned him, he didn't get fired. I said, remember, remember Lindsay Whalen was a special assistant too, until she wasn't. He's awful.
Great news to wake up to on a Tuesday.
Yeah, but these people are freak. Did Drew go get water? Is it just you and I?
It's just us, yeah. We can say whatever we want about him.
Oh, yeah. First of all, why Drew defends, he's not here, is he? Is he listening, do you think?
Probably not.
He defends the
Timberwolves. Wired headphones.
Oh, he defends the Timberwolves too much. But anyways, I can't believe all these people saying, oh, the Twins were so mean to him. They should have let him go out. And who cares?
Yeah. Also,
I have two things. Twins, one, oh. I heard that. Okay. Two.
Dang it, I'm trying to whisper.
Can you give a quick 10-second, let the people know who Dick Bremer is in case they're not from the Minneapolis.
Dick Bremer has been the Twins TV announcer for 40 years. I'd say 39 and a half too long.
972 games or whatever it is.
Yeah, no. let's just give an example.
No, people are mad that he didn't get to 1,000.
Yeah, people are idiots.
Like 5,000.
A classic Bremer moment would be Drew. Now batting Drew Applebaum. He has not struck out.
He was at 4,972.
Oh, well, I probably fell asleep during 4,500 of those.
Right. And a classic.
You weren't around for a handful of them. But yeah.
And this is a classic Bremer moment. Drew Applebaum at the plate. He has not struck out in 75 at-bats and strike three.
Well, hold on. Let's make it realistic.
Well, I was going to say the part.
I was trying to throw Drew a bone after he heard me say. Okay, go ahead.
Part A about the Bremer there that's important is he gave you incorrect information. And then part B is the jinx.
True.
Yeah.
True. But he did that all the time. He told stupid stories. He tried to be too clever. To me, it's a no-brainer. Let's get Corey Provis.
Zero depth perception either.
Oh, my God.
Lazy fly balls to center field are
and he hit, I mean, how many times has he says, and that's deep, and it's caught in 40 feet in front of the fence. Yeah.
Sam is 100% spot on about the comment of there's a reason the fact that he was employed for 40 years had to do this. Like, he wasn't going to do it on his own. So why are people mad? Like,
where was he going?
He was going to leave the booth when he was fired or literally when he died. And if they didn't want him to do it anymore, they didn't want him to do it anymore. They're also renegotiating all the TV rights. They probably don't want that guy attached to, like, the discussions. They, like, want to say, like, hey, look at this new blood we're bringing in. It's going to be a great, you know, booth and whatever. Like, it's logical for so many reasons. The top one.
Can we just say that he sucks? There's another reason.
That was going to be what I just was about to say. The number one reason is he sucks. Why are we mad?
No,
we got a taste this year, guys like Morneau and Hunter, and like they're so much better than Bramer. And I know those guys aren't really the role Bramer plays. It would probably be Corey Provis, not Morneau and Hunter. But
who is, by the way, Provis is awesome. And he
it should be Provis.
Oh yeah,
it should be Provis and Gladden. And to be honest with you, I think they could do both. You just do the simulcast like they do for spring training.
Yeah, I kind of like, to Sam's point, I like Morneau specifically, and I actually think LaTroy Hawkins is pretty good. So they can leave Danny G in the radio booth, but Provis is a no-brainer.
Hawkins is okay.
I agree. I think
more. I just like having a guy that knows pitching. Like the problem is none of those guys really know.
Well, what was wrong with Blylevin?
He was even worse.
I'm not so sure about that, but anyways, so
Bramer was just bad. Blylevin was like.
We have to answer a very important question, and I say. The guy was there for 40 years, so the term shouldn't go away. It should still be called Bramered. I mean, I don't know why the term would go away.
No, that's his legacy. He can leave it behind.
Right. So I still say we use it. Drew asked that question at the very beginning. Professional. This is like a professional. We went back to the beginning of the show and answered a question that we teased for an hour. I still say it's Bramered. That's my thing. Drew?
No, I think this is the moment that it truly becomes that, you know, because like now it's almost an honor or
which I really don't want to do.
Yeah. Honor's the wrong word, but you know what I mean? Like saying something while somebody's. It's like Kobe, R.I.P.
It's like moth. Like you got moth. Right.
Yeah.
We say that more moths. And more now that they are retired and no longer playing, you know, like we would sort of say it, you know, like when they were playing, but like it was ingrained into the public, like.
Right.
People who have not no idea, but people who never watch those two guys say that. Now, hopefully people will say it too with Bramer. Hopefully we start that trend.
And if you watch the last broadcast, he sort of did say goodbye. So I think he knew it was coming.
Also, they're like, well, it's not like he's a coach. What do they get? Like, who's going to honor him? The other networks that he's never on? Like, I just don't understand what they wanted out of it. Like, he has no relationship
and by the way,
other teams. It's not like Nelson Cruz going out and getting like, you know, or not Nelson, well, Nelson Cruz did retire, but Miguel Cabrera getting the present from every team. Like, Dick's not going to get
our
that.
Our front office is bad enough. We don't need him helping them, by the way. So let's just took us to the curb permanently.
Something tells me he had, like, a contract that had time on it still, and it's the way they're going to pay out or something.
Good.
What could they get from him?
Nothing, but we don't get anything from our front office either, so. Those guys are idiots. Boston didn't even want him.
Why would they?
Oh, they went and interviewed. One of them went and interviewed with him.
They haven't hired anybody yet, have they?
I think they have.
They haven't hired, I meant. Not interview.
Boston has.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember who, but they did. Some other new young hotshot.
That's who they had before that they fired.
They've had plenty. I mean, at one point they had Theo Epstein.
And then they had one of us.
Wasn't Theo one of us? Epstein.
He was. Then they had a more obvious one of us.
Oh, really?
He might still be there actually. Chaim Bloom.
Yeah, that's. Although, no, I was gonna. Never mind.
It's a famous. Jewish author. His first name is Chaim.
Oh.
Chaim Potok.
I can tell you who's not reading those books, but we don't need to discuss that today. I don't know.
I read one of them. That's why I said it.
Well,
we didn't talk about that. We have to. Given
the Wild are doing everyone a favor this year by not making the playoffs and then choking. So.
That's not what I was going to say, but I think it is probably okay for them to have a down year.
Every year is a down.
What we haven't talked about,
that
we need to, given the geography of our listeners that are still listening post radio.
Oh, the Eagles?
No.
That the Sixers held James Harden hostage.
Oh my!
They're on a leash. On a leash. What was it?
I can't remember what he said.
James, I think he said it on a leash. Like,
yeah.
What did they?
Go to the strip club on one night? Like, what do they mean? They kept it on a leash.
They also said something about something about he has to learn the process or something, and James Harden goes, I am a process, which I think no truer words.
No, he said learn the system, and then Harden goes, I am the system.
He goes, I am a system. He is the biggest tool I've – what an idiot that this guy has been allowed to continually do this. And teams take him.
Yeah, that's the dumbest part.
James Harden is the only human being to make the Lakers likable.
Yeah. I just – like what I don't get about the Clippers is like Kawhi Leonard, incredible. Paul George, very good. Both very – well,
part-time,
I wouldn't call Kawhi Leonard likable, but like – there's nothing to really hate about those two guys.
No, they're fine.
Paul George is very likable, I think. Kawhi Leonard is Kawhi, whatever.
He's never around, how would you know?
Russell Westbrook has had a bit of a career renaissance there. Like, well, they kind of had something good going. Like, I don't understand why they decided to throw Harden into the mix. Like, it doesn't make – it almost seems to me like they found out they could, and they were like, well, I guess we should now. It doesn't make any basketball sense.
They have absolutely just neutered – any goodwill they have with Russell Westbrook. He's done.
They hate each other, don't they? From when they were in Houston?
Not only do they hate each other, they don't need them both. So he's done.
No, Harden and Westbrook are not going to work together at this point in their career.
They never have.
No, not Sam's right, especially at this point in their careers.
But they haven't, even earlier, they had to get rid of him twice. They were on the same team twice they had to leave.
Yeah.
Oklahoma and Houston. The Harden thing is... makes no sense to me whatsoever, but whatever. It's the NBA.
Is it possible Philly got better?
Yeah, if they get
on work, but like more sustainable of a
basketball. If they get rid of every single player that they got, they're better. They got Covington for the fourth time, I think.
Yeah, I think Batum is. I think Batum is good.
No, but they got rid of Harden.
They got more.
No, they got Batum back in the trade.
I said they got rid of Harden. That's the best part of the story.
Oh, I thought you were saying get rid of everybody they got in the trade.
If they just took everyone and dumped them, they'd still be better because they don't have Harden anymore.
Yeah, that's my point. I'm saying we're saying the same thing. I'm saying some of those guys are actually pretty good. You're saying like it doesn't matter. They won no matter what.
Yeah. Because they got rid of. Yep. No, and not that I even care.
Oh, he's out of bounds.
Was that what you wanted to talk about, Drew? I'm sorry if I stole your mojo.
No, you.
I got distracted by an almost touchdown in the football game, but
wait, he's out of bounds.
Oh yeah, easy.
My TV's. Why am I so far behind?
You'll get a zoom in from the back corner of the end zone. It's not even particularly close.
He's out of bounds.
I can't even figure out Amazon Prime, so I'm watching the Duke Wake Forest game.
Wait, you
it's
can't.
It's the one thing that I can. Well, not the one thing, but it's.
How do you not have Amazon Prime? We have like.
Well, it's on my big TV in the living room, but in my room, Honeycrisp Apple Studios in my room, and
gotcha.
My TV doesn't have it logged in.
I hate when they live stream this stuff. But
Amazon Prime is like the one thing the number one thing I contribute to this family, I would say.
That is true.
Like, I don't know if it's the only one, but it's certainly the number one.
No, that is true.
If you were to graph a pie chart of purchases made off of that Amazon, I am probably the third largest slice.
Well, I'm
for my apartment, and I'll include myself and my roommate.
We are probably
the third largest slice of that pie.
I'm probably the fifth.
No, you order more than you think you do.
I don't think it's like once every five months. I ordered something
like 2 days ago.
I ordered a portable monitor 2 weeks ago. That was the first purchase in like 5 months.
So did Will. Will got the same monitor.
You also ordered razors.
I did do that. You also ordered lotion.
Are we really doing this on the air?
It's my one bulk per
you, and by the way, you and Will ordered the exact same monitor.
I know. Yeah. Well, that's why I ordered it. I was like, Will's ordering it has to be good.
I don't think you you two might understand. I this is no exaggeration. Between Amazon, QVC, and company ABCD all the way to XYZ, every day there's four packages delivered to this house. Between the mail, the door, it's absolutely insane. But I think I'm slowly creeping up with Lulu to, I mean, Amazon, you had a way bigger head start on me. But this time of year, Lulu does take
up. Well, hold on. My Cole Haan President gift card is up.
Oh, there. Well, I'm probably the number one user of that, to be fair.
Yeah, I just used it 2 days ago.
Oh, maybe not. Maybe I'm second there then.
Well, I probably shouldn't have said that, but
use it. Who do you think gave her the website? I'm well aware.
Well,
and by the way, Mom's pretty cheap because those things I gave her were already like $200 off.
When you use that card,
like 80% off.
I know.
When you use that card in person, they do sort of give you a funny look.
It's pretty good.
That actually, yeah, they're I think, I, like, you know what? I was with you, Drew, when we used it in person once, and they gave you a weird look.
No, I used that? It here on something, and the guy
I
read him the code, he typed it in, and he kind of just, like, looked at me, looked down, looked up at me, and he just kind of, like, shook his shoulders and checked me out.
You and
it
I
feels
used
good it. When the first three letters of the code are VIP.
Yeah, right.
That is true. No, but, Drew, you and I used it at the outlet mall here, too, and she gave us a weird look.
Yeah.
She's like, I didn't even know this is a real thing.
Yeah. I used it once. It was the lady did not understand what it was. She didn't even understand what it was. But no, I've used it probably. I've used that a lot, to be fair.
Yeah. No,
yeah,
I
probably used it the least.
That's probably.
So, Drew, Sam, we're still in the air, right?
Yes.
So you won't be in Florida. I don't even know if you're coming. I don't know what your Florida schedule is like, but Sam and I have an opportunity to go to a Timberwolves Heat game.
What day?
It's before you. It's way before you get there.
Oh, okay.
Like early, like mid. You could look it up, but it's mid December. And I looked at no one. If you watch a Heat game, there's no one there.
That's correct.
But if you go online to look at tickets, it's ridiculously insane.
That's
so,
also correct. Yeah.
I don't understand it, but
I did know that because I think I looked once to perhaps go.
I can promise I wouldn't drive there. We would.
You know, they have a like a train, like a pretty nice train that goes
from where,
like all the way up to, I don't know how far up it goes, but it like goes into Miami from Pompano and Fort Lauderdale, and it's called the Bright Line. Check it out.
I was not aware of that.
Check it out.
By the way,
you would maybe use this. But.
This is if anyone's going to be in the area, a public service announcement. The little casino that we attend 3 minutes from our house at Pompano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe the Top Golf is now open.
Oh, really?
That's huge.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally huge. It's right when you turn in, it's right there. So
we should go.
Bling it.
Yeah, I don't think you guys even knew they were building that, but anyways.
That could be a new new birthday tradition for me or you, Dad.
That's true. That's true.
It still says coming soon on their website. It does look huge, though.
Yeah, I think that quaint little place might not be. I think it's going to be a little bit more crowded in the only casino that you can absolutely never win even $20 at. But
it says late 2023, so it feels like any day now.
From experience of monitoring Top Golf openings, they usually release it on Facebook.
Interesting.
I do feel like it's late 2023, but okay.
Unlimited play, weekday mornings, $15 a person.
Sam has like a membership, don't you? Didn't we have to buy you one when we went to the one in Arizona?
I think it's free, but you need a membership to play.
Oh,
there.
That's what it was. Well, I mean,
where's the Top Golf?
Half off every Tuesday.
It's in Pompano. It's literally next to the
it's
casino.
It's
at the casino.
Yeah.
Pompano.
Well, I'm sure we'll be spending plenty of time in that general vicinity now. Not that we don't already.
I mean, we can. That's for sure.
Oh, on October 11th on Facebook, Rock Solid Progress. It'll be opening later this year. There you go.
So a good tip for Sam on the Facebook. He just threw another one to Hopkins. He missed it.
I know he barely dropped it.
Oh, God. Is there any other sports now that we're on the podcast version? Let's see. What was my to-do list? I ripped Jack Wright, so I got that done. I have not.
Oh,
I'd
you
like
haven't. You haven't done your daily mention of a couple other coaches.
Oh yeah, I would like to rip Coach Myers. I just don't. Do you know what happened today to me?
How would we know?
We had a little baseball meeting, and they introduced the coaches. Not they weren't all there. I got booed or hissed. Yeah.
It's.
So I thought I was going to have to pull out our little tiebreaker talk early, but I let it go. I think if they boo you, that means they love you. Oh, rough in the past.
Tiebreaker.
Certainly one way to think about it.
So you don't know this tiebreaker thing?
I don't think so.
So like 4 years back or whatever, maybe 3 or 4 years back, I was giving a talk to the younger guys. And I'm like, you know, there's a lot of you, a lot of talent. And sometimes there's two that are the exact same player. And we got to know which one of you to take. So I call it the tiebreaker. How are you going to break the tie? Do you come early? Do you stay late? Do you exceptionally kiss my butt? Do you, you know, help with equipment? And I called it the tiebreaker, and it just kind of stuck. And now this, it's like gone. It's spread through the Twin Cities, the word tiebreaker. And I'm not even kidding you. It's kind of crazy. So you know what I did this year? I went and printed out T-shirts for the coaches with tiebreaker on the front and the logo on the back.
Why only for the people? Coaches?
I feel like I need to trademark it. Are any of you two willing?
You know what you should do? That should be like Mr. Irrelevant, like the last guy who makes the cut.
You won the tiebreaker
T-shirt.
Well, that's true. I didn't get enough for them, but I could do that. But if you think about it, like I was half joking at first, but it's very true.
No, it's incredibly true. It's going to be one of those things where,
like,
it's going to be one of those, like, you know, like the football slow. They're more often football where they have like acronyms and you're like, what in the world does that stand for? It's going to be like that. They're gonna be like,
oh,
that
I know mean? People around the school, because we're going to be wearing these T-shirts. They're simple. It just says tiebreaker. In fact, people have already asked, but can I trademark the word tiebreaker?
You have to like go to like, there's a process. You can sure as heck try though.
Oh my God, I didn't tell you guys what happened when I went to get my real ID. No. Oh, I don't know if I should do this on the air. I sort of told you the story about when I went to get my Social Security card.
Yes.
Which I, by the way, got 4 days later, which I don't even understand. So then exactly a week to the day I had that, I went to get in line to get my real ID card, and there was a fight in the line. The police came. I'm not kidding, but I, because of the language, I'm not kidding you. As I drove to the Egan, DMV, and it was a huge line. So then I went over to the Inver Grove Heights one. It wasn't quite the same line, but as I pulled up, I can't really say it on the air because the language and the things that were said were not appropriate for everyone to hear. I'll tell you guys off the air. You won't believe this. It's insane. But
so we got to close the show.
Yeah.
It's 10:30 here, but I do want to close with what my plans for tomorrow are.
Okay. Which is Friday for those of you wondering.
Yes. Yes, that's true. I should probably have mentioned that. I'll be at the Hammerstein Ballroom.
Oh, wrestling.
Not wrestling, obviously very relevant to wrestling for those who may or may not know. I will be seeing someone.
In concert?
In concert.
Pablo Cruz?
I wish. That you will be seeing in about 10 days. Well, I don't know if you will be seeing.
Wait a second.
Your roommate will be seeing in about 10 days.
Kesha? Oh, I'll be going. I'm going to go.
Yeah. I will give you the preview on the Kesha concert because I'm.
You're going to Kesha?
Tomorrow.
At the really?
The Hammerstein Ballroom.
I guess I should have realized they had concerts there.
Yeah, that's mostly what it is.
What? Well,
I hope you have better luck than me, because I was supposed to see a concert on Saturday night, and 3 days I was going to Seattle to see a concert on Saturday night, and 3 days before the concert, and 2 days before I was traveling to Seattle, the singer canceled it for strep throat. So that's the kind of luck I have.
What concert were you going to?
I was going to John Party on last Saturday night, but that didn't work out. And then to cap off my weekend in Seattle, I got tickets on StubHub to go to the Seahawks game on Sunday, and the seller never sent me the tickets, never released the tickets.
Oh my God.
I got my money back in credit. I've technically made money, but I kind of would rather just gone.
Oh, did they do the thing where they gave, if you didn't want to get your money back, they gave you more in credit than the?
No, they said you can get a full refund or get tickets with comparable value. I'm at the stadium trying to listen to the lady while the 12th man is roaring right outside me. She's making me read off the code of my code like 8 times, my order number. And I have to go on speaker to look up it on my phone. But then there's the 12th man yelling. And for people that don't know, that's what they call the Seattle Seahawks Stadium. It was pretty loud from the outside, at least. I was like, well, can I just get tickets to Comerica Valley? I'm literally at the game right now. And she said, we sent you a link. You got to look at the link. I go, lady, I'm on my phone at the game.
I've had this before, too.
Can you just do the tickets on your end? She goes, no, look at the email I sent you. I click on the email, so there's no tickets. I go, I guess I'll have a refund then. So she gave me a refund, and then she gave me $150 in credit on top of the refund.
Yeah, that's what they do. I had the
same thing. So then I watched the game at a sports bar down by the stadium, and I thought it'd be pretty fun, but then I realized there was a game going on and there was zero people at the sports bar except for me because I was the only people who wasn't at the game.
Yeah, StubHub was like, okay, I want you to do this. I'm like, I already know what you're going to tell me. I'm not, okay, check this folder. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Are you excited about Jack Harlow for Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit? That's like a rapper, right?
Yeah. I'm as excited for him as I was for Young Gravy.
Oh, I got I got to see Big Boy from Outkast.
I think he's probably missing his other half.
I have big news for you in New York on Thanksgiving. Guess who's performing at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Young Gravy.
The cast of Anne Juliet.
Oh, yeah, they all do. I'm not surprised by that.
I didn't ask if you were surprised. I'm just telling
you. Well, we can skip that when they come on the TV. We can go do something else because we've...
Oh, wait, you're going to be in town here. That's right. I want to see them. I want to go see that again. All right, so...
Apparently Back to the Future is great, so we'll put that on the list.
Yeah, Coach Inge did see Back to the Future.
Did he have positive reviews?
Yeah, he said it was very good.
The lead in Back to the Future, Marty McFly, is actually the same guy who is the lead in the play our roommate saw when we were in Philadelphia for Extreme Rules.
So, that was like just a year. That was almost exactly a year ago, wasn't it?
I don't know when's Extreme Rules.
I feel like November, maybe. Maybe not. Late October?
October 8th, 2022.
Oh, well, I guess we missed it by a little bit.
Pretty close.
Did you guys happen to, you didn't check out Connor's Corner last week for the Halloween Spectacular. I had a luchador wrestling mask on.
Didn't you wear that last year?
No, I had just gotten it. But I only lasted about 15 minutes because I couldn't breathe or see out of it. But
I was going to ask if you wore it the whole
time. I don't know how they do it. Granted, it wasn't a perfect fit, but I don't know how they do it. Is that it for this week?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, the Wild kind of clawed their way back in, and in very 2023 Wild fashion. There's a minute and a half left in a one goal game, and they are down. They are the 3 in a 5-on-3. They committed 3 penalties in the final 5 minutes of the game.
Go ahead, Sam.
I was going to say, I'd like to end the show how I ended the show a couple weeks ago in Jinx Philadelphia. Congratulations to Roman Reigns for winning the WWE Championship again.
Retaining
the WWE Championship.
In Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
Did you bet on him?
No, I'm just saying congratulations to him for retaining the WWE Championship.
How about Ric Flair signed a 2-year contract with AEW? What is he thinking?
It's time.
All right. Well, I guess we've already sent off the WFNU listeners, right? WFNU. Yeah. Did I say? Oh, WFNU.
You forgot the N.
Did you? Wait, can I just say one quick thing? Do you ever listen to WFAN in New York?
Sometimes.
Did you hear the big controversy where the guy quit the show, the ex-Giants player?
No.
I think it's Carl Banks they used to have on. Okay. And he was trying to defend one of the linemen for the Giants, and they said, you know, their main number five, I can't remember his name. And the hosts were just, you know, all over him saying that, you know, he's not, it's not defendable. He should be playing better, blah, 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 blah. And the guy said, I quit the show and hung up.
I know obviously what it is. I don't, can't say I listen to the radio very often, but
yeah, so
sometimes I'll be in a new.
All right. Well, this is a little extended version for those that have been, have a little longer drive and they need to listen. You know, sometimes our show's over so quickly. I will say I have been asked to go through a drive-through again at some point. So
okay,
we'll have to try to figure that out.
We could all three go through a drive-through at some point, probably.
Should we do that? Should we do it? Okay. Then we do have to go. Should we, when you guys are in town, should we do a show from the car? Like drive around town for an hour and do a show?
I'm trying to think if I could do it, like how I, if I could physically do it. Let me sure. Let me get in the engineering lab, see what we can.
I'll have an extended stay there, so we can.
Yeah, that's true. I don't even know when Drew's going.
I've set my dates in. I don't even remember, to be honest. That's why I said it like that.
I don't have. And then let me know too if we buy anything else on Amazon for me. I'd love to know.
I just assume you have. I mean,
I've given them all, so I know. All right. Well, we'll be back next week, right? I have no idea what we're going to... I mean, who knows what we're going to be talking about with the Vikings. Hopefully the kicker gets hurt. You know, yeah. I want to end the show saying he's the most durable kicker that we've ever had. That's why I would keep him, because you know he's going to be there each week. He's durable, and he's super reliable. And on that note, we'll see you next week.
Just begun to get our shit.